everyone, it's Princess Ami Audios, and this is my entry for this month's Do It Different challenge. And what I'm going to be doing is something I don't do often, and those are rambles. Usually I don't like rambles because I don't really have much to talk about. And this is different because, one, I don't do rambles, and the subject I'm going to be talking about is, me. And I'm not going to go too personal, like, I'm not going to tell you guys my life story or anything like that, but, I guess I'll just be talking about who I am, generally as a person. So, like, I guess my personality, my sexual orientation, and how I think that affects the people around me, or how I think it affects people around me. So, this is gonna be pretty damn deep, and I don't like, getting real deep into things. But again, I guess it's suitable for this challenge. Where to start? God, I really don't like being serious because mostly I am the comic relief or just someone, or as I've been told by many people, like, I make the atmosphere more relaxed and comfortable for, you know, people to be comfortable talking around me or in a group or whatever. So being real serious and it's something that I'm not quite used to yet, but I'm getting there, I guess. So I guess me being this quote unquote bright, talkative, random, person that I am, comes from, you know, all the way back to elementary school, where I was just generally a very popular person. And, okay, it sounds like I'm bragging a little bit, but I just liked being friends with everyone, because I was born an only child, and that got really boring, so it's like, I'm gonna make as many friends as I can at school, why the fuck not? So, I went to school, I made friends, I was fought over. Like, if two groups of friends were having an argument, they'd go to me and say, Ami, okay, are you going to be their friend or are you going to be my friend? And I'm sitting here like, I don't care. I love you, but I love you guys both. I don't see why I have to choose between my friends. I love you all the same. So eventually they'd stop fighting and we'd all be friends again. It'd be great. So I'm generally just the person who likes to make friends, but obviously will be like, oh, this like I have... I'd like to say I have a pretty good judge of character when it comes to my friends, so if I don't like a person, I have a pretty good reason. Like, say someone new joins a group and they just have a certain vibe to them that I dislike, and I tell someone else, it's like, oh, you're just imagining things, but then something happens with said person and they're like, oh, well, fuck, God, I guess Ami was right. And that doesn't happen all the time, but it happens some of the time, I guess. So when I choose my friends, I always know who I like immediately, or who I'm just like, oh, I'll give you a test run, see how you go. So, yeah, and then I guess when I moved on to middle school, and started figuring out who I was, I figured out that I liked both men and women, so I lost a few friends because of that, because they're just like, oh my god, what if you have a crush on me? Or some shit like that. You know, weird middle school things. That, or we just didn't talk anymore. So it was whatever. So I made new friends, and I had a few boyfriends, girlfriends, and I guess around that time I also figured out what, or transgender meant. So, I figured out that, oh, I also like transgendered people. And then as time went on to high school, I figured out, oh shit, I actually like a lot of people with good personalities and that are very kind or funny and sweet, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or like the same things I do. So that was when I figured out that I am polyamorous. Not polyamorous. Pansexual, that's the word I was looking for. But I am also polyamorous. That comes later. The polyamory thing is due to me having so much affection for people that I'm just like, with my current partner, I'm single right now, but the person I was with back then, oh my god, I was like, I still love you. I really, really do. You're like the best. I love you so, so much. But I also like this person as well. And I have not lost like these feelings I have for you. Like, I still like you a lot. I'm still proud to call you my significant other. But I also like this person. So would it be okay with you if, you know, I like this person as well? And obviously that didn't go well with my partner. And that's when I, you know, searched up, am I just a fucking hoe? Am I just this fucking slut that just wants love from multiple people? And that's when the good old internet helped me find out that I am polyamorous and I just have a lot of love to give. And I think that's okay. And I've met people who are also polyamorous, and they, have also expanded what polyamory means, to me and to them, and what the whole community is. And most people think, you know, it's this whole, oh, you're just really greedy, or you're just a huge fucking slut that wants to sleep with so many people at the same time, or you're just a cheater. And it's not, really. Like, I just want to love people. So it's, and, oh boy. okay, this is where it gets deep. I guess the whole me being polyamorous thing, looking back on it, that whole issue was basically why all my relationships have ended. And albeit I still talk to some of the people, and we're still friends, of course, but the main reason why I have a hard time finding a significant other is the fact that when I do get together with them, I say, hey, just a quick heads up, I'm polyamorous, and that does not mean I'm going to lose feelings for you, but I may like other people as well. And most of the people I'm with are, like, monogamous, which is fine. I don't have anything against monogamy or monogamous or whatever. That's fine. It's just, and they try to understand me, and I appreciate it so much. But eventually, you know, the whole jealousy thing comes in, and how, okay, I just want you to be my girlfriend, and I don't know, it makes me uncomfortable seeing you like other people, da 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 da. And I understand that, And I get why they say it. And it's just hard to, be like, okay, I'll try, and I have tried, but it's just, like, I really, really like this person as much as I like you. And, oh my god, there's so many arguments to be made about that, but I don't want to change who I am. If I like people, I like people. If I can't find a significant other because of that, then, well, fuck me. And it really sucks when you get a crush on someone, like, really, really get a crush on someone, and you figure, okay, they're monogamous because that's the norm, or like what's most known, and you're friends with that person, and it's just like, oh fuck, I really like you. And this one person I have really strong feelings for is super sweet. He's really great. And ah, shit. I know we can't, you know, technically be together because, well, I can't go too deep into detail, but there's a lot of complications. Not just the fact that I'm polyamorous the way that I am, but in the end, I've come to terms with the fact that we can't ever be together because of those complications. And it sucks. It does suck. But I'm happy to have him as a close friend, and I know that he knows that we can't have this thing. And I really do wish that we could. And I try to find all these reasons or excuses to think that it's okay, we could maybe be together, we could probably work something out. But in the end, it's just not gonna work. And it really sucks. And it makes me wish that, hey, why can't I just, you know, be content with being one person, with one person? And someday maybe I will be content with just being with one person. Right now, I just don't see it. And I really didn't mean for this to get really, really emotional, but something I really wanted to do, and just to get off my chest. So yeah, that's me talking about me and how awful I think I am sometimes, just for being, or just for liking the way I am. Sometimes, not all the time, I like me. Just sometimes I wish, hey, mommy, why can't you just, you know, like one person and be done with it? But then you meet all these wonderful people, and they just so happen to like you back. And you're like, why can't I just, you know, love all of you? But you know, that can never work. And the problem is, I'm just me. It's really, I don't know, it's just really difficult to, to try and figure out relationships. In a normal sense, where you can be happy with your significant other and they're totally okay with you also being with somebody else that maybe they're cool with. And I guess the summary, the TLDR, of this whole audio is that, dating for me is hard, and I guess I can sneak in a Hamilton reference here. I will never be satisfied. And I know that doesn't make me a total whore or whatever, but I just want all my, like, if I ever do get multiple partners, which I highly doubt, I want them to be content with the relationship. Otherwise, it'll be uncomfortable for me, it'll be uncomfortable for them and other parties that are involved. I don't ask for much. I just want to be, you know, just a girl who makes audio porn and who is able to love multiple partners or multiple people without many complications or, you know, compromises. Okay, well, this took a while, and I hope that I didn't make it awkward for you in the middle. I just needed to get all that out of my system, off my chest for the new year. And I don't expect this to be, you know, really liked or whatever. But, you know, thank you very much for listening. If you've made it to the end, if you bear through my awkward crying voice, or nearly crying voice, thank you very, very much. And I hope that you had a very happy New Year's. And I hope the rest of the year goes very well for you. I hope you find love. I hope you find happiness and all that stuff. Okay, I'm gonna end it here before I get all gross and sentimental again. Once again, this has been Princess Ami Audios. Thank you for listening, Audio Haven.